We're talking with David Arthur, who is a candidate for the school board in the city of Troy next Tuesday. David, can you briefly explain to people what does a member of the school board do in the city of Troy?
Okay, first of all, it's the Lansingburg School District, not the City of Troy School District. So that's the north part of Troy. It's a smaller district, but not a lot. I'm running for school board. The budget vote is, and school board here, candidates election is Tuesday on the 21st. You know, the school board members, I think there are, I should know this, but 8 or 9. There are 2 spots open. 4 of us are running. Right now they put together a budget, which is a bit contentious because the tax levy caps exceed, which is usually 2% increase, and this is only a 1% increase, but because they, from my understanding, because they paid off all their debt, they have a 0.4 percent cap, so they need a 60% approval of the budget. So that is something that the school board puts together. If it doesn't pass, they will have to either put it back for a revote or come up with another budget proposal. Other things that the school board does is hiring. The superintendent is retiring in December or January, so there's going to be a hiring committee. One of the things that I would really like to do if I get on the school board is it's a very diverse student population, a lot of people of color. I would like to see more teachers and staff from a bigger pool of diversity. It's not at the moment. So, and when they are looking for a superintendent, that might be something to consider. So I'd like to put that sort of in there.
Now, does the Lansingburg School Board, what geographical area does that cover? The old town or village city of Lansingburg, or are there other places in that school district?
Well, there's no, like, town of Lansingburg. It's part of Troy. It's the north part of Troy, from 101st Street up. And then it also covers Spiegeltown and a little bit of Brunswick. So there's it's a diverse district with some really rural and then some fairly urban areas. And in the past, when my son was going to elementary school, he went to Rensselaer Park. They had 2 elementary schools, and they had it divided up K through 5 based on geography, where you lived. So Turnpike Elementary School had mostly the more rural areas, and actually a little bit more of the wealthier student population, and Rensselaer Park had more of the urban. But they changed that a few years ago, and now Turnpike gets the whole district, but pre-K through second grade, which my daughter is now finishing up, and then everybody moves over to Rensselaer Park for 3rd through 5th.
Okay, we only have about 4 minutes left. So what are some of your visions for what you want to do as a school board member besides the diversity issue?
Okay, great. Yes. Well, I mentioned diversity, right? Another thing that's been really big for me is that the elementary school students only get 10 minutes of recess time. Total, they get half an hour to eat lunch, get to the lunchroom, eat lunch, go out and play. So basically 15 to 20 minutes to eat and 10 minutes to play, I just think is not enough. I've talked with a lot of the teachers and administrators and parents, and nobody is happy with it. And I think that it would be easy enough to add some more time to give them more playtime. They found in every way that helps academically and physically. So that's one of my things that I really want to do. Another thing is that, and the school board is, even when they were interviewing me, brought it up that there's not a lot of the community involvement in school board decisions. Nobody comes to the workshops or the meetings. So I would like to find ways to make the communication better. So a lot of the events in the schools are well attended by parents. You know, the plays and the open house and even, like, you know, dances, things like that. So I think there's a way to get the school board information at those things to increase communication and dialogue. So those are some of the things.
So, and what you mentioned previously, you have a daughter in the school system now, you used to have a son in the system. What are some other qualifications you bring to the position?
Okay, I do a lot of volunteering directly in the school. I'm a writer and a photographer, so I've gone in and worked with kids in that way. I also coach for over 10 years art for the Olympics of the Visual Arts. I'm really active for over 15 years with the PTAs, so I'm a regular active volunteer that way. Also do a lot of volunteering in the community and neighborhood organizations. So I have that to bring, skill sets, but I also, you know, worked in a not-for-profit, writing grants, dealing with little money to make it stretch a long way. So I know that that's an issue as well. So I have that to bring.
What time is the election on Tuesday?
It's from noon till 9 at night at the polling stations.
At the polling stations. And do you have a Facebook page or anything, web page for your campaign?
I'm on Facebook, my own personal Facebook, Deva Arthur. I don't have a web page, but I...
Okay, well, this has been Deva Arthur, and she'll be... what's your ballot line on Tuesday?
I'm third.
Third.
So,
okay.
Yep, I'm on the third line.
David Arthur, Lansingburg School Board Election, and this has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.